From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Lexi Cartwright, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 31st of March. The COVID-19 outbreak in Queensland has spread to New South Wales, with the state recording one new locally acquired case overnight. The positive case contracted the virus at the Byron Beach Hotel on March 28 and is now isolating. New restrictions have been brought in for Byron, Ballina, Tweed and Lismore. Those include limits of 30 people for household gatherings, a 4-square-metre rule and seating-only rule at venues, as well as mandatory masks in shops and on public transport. Premier Gladys Berejiklian also advised residents not to travel.
It is our strong preference, it will not be mandatory, but it is our very strong preference that if you live in any of those 4 local government areas, that you don't travel outside those local government areas. We won't be policing that, but it's very strong advice because we don't want, if there is community transmission, we don't want it seeded to other parts of New South Wales.
Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded 2 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 today. Both new cases are linked to one of the 2 existing clusters. The drop in cases emerged from more than 33,000 tests, as Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk declared she was pleased with the results. Brisbane enters the final day of its 3-day lockdown tomorrow, with an announcement to be made in the morning as to whether it will be extended over the Easter long weekend. Two overseas and the body that runs America's nuclear weapons force has had to explain a monumental stuff-up on its official Twitter account. Now, the US Strategic Command posted a cryptic tweet earlier this week, which was basically just a bunch of jumbled letters and symbols. Now, this sent the internet into complete disarray. Some people thought it was a nuclear launch code, while others thought the Defense Force system had been hacked. However, it turns out it was the handiwork of a staff member's young child who unknowingly tweeted from the account while the home computer was left unattended. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Russell Crowe's father has died aged 85 while on board a QantasLink flight. John Alexander Crowe was travelling from Sydney to his hometown of Coffs Harbour when a medical emergency happened mid-air. Witnesses claimed a doctor and crew attempted to resuscitate Mr. Crowe for 20 minutes, but he could not be revived. The Oscar-winning actor announced the sad passing of his father on Twitter last night, writing, "My beautiful dad, the most gentle of men, has passed away. I know there are people all over the world whose heart he touched and whose ribs he tickled. Rest in peace." Finishing with showbiz, and Britney Spears has broken her silence on the framed Britney Spears documentary. Despite the special report leaning in her favour and triggering an outpouring of support from around the world, Spears said she only watched parts of it and that she was embarrassed and cried for 2 weeks when it was released. The doco aired in February and charted Spears' traumatic life in the spotlight, her conservatorship battle with her father Jamie, as well as uncovering how unfairly she has been treated by the media over the years. And just a reminder, if you want the chance to win $1,000, just play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz and the cash could be yours. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back in the morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.